Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dan Poynter back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Dan is, as I told you earlier and as I've told you many times before, Dan was my guru. He was my mentor when we decided to start our own publishing company. And we started reading his book, the Self-Publishing Manual. I think it should be called the Self-Publishing Bible, How to Write, Print, and Sell Your Own Book. We became a devotee of his. We followed, we watched what he was doing. We read what he recommended. We did it, and we are now a successful independent publisher. And it's all because of Dan and others. There were some other people who helped us. Russell Brown helped me a lot. He'd done something very similar, and others too. But Dan wrote the book, and he's here to talk to us about publishing what we know. But first, I've asked Dan to tell us about something that's happened to him in the last couple of years that I want you to know about. Dan Poynter, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, thank you for the kind words.
Well, we thank you for being such a great advocate and mentor to so many people. I mean, at least you get to hear me talking about it. A lot of people read your book and follow your instruction. You may never get to talk to, but you published hundreds of books, sold billions of copies around, something under a billion at least, around the galaxy. But something happened to you. I mean, you're a take charge, you know, no nonsense kind of guy. You took life by the horns and made it conform to you. But something happened to you a couple of years ago that turned that around, didn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm known as the book guy, and there are people like you who make me very proud, and I appreciate you for that. We sometimes look for something new to write about. We look for a new subject. We glance around, but occasionally something unexpected descends upon us, and that's what happened to me. I went to my doctor, went to another doctor, went to a specialist, and I was told I had something called chromosome 19 trisomy, which means that there was interference with the blood cell production. And the doctor gave me a year to live, and I said, "Doctor, I've got more books to write. I can't write right now."
What year was this?
Well, it's just 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was 1 year ago that I went into the hospital at UCLA, and they gave me all kinds of chemo to kill off my stem cells, and then gave me an infusion with new stem cells. And I started all over, and I was as could be. Couldn't go out of the house for, weeks before I got home. And then I couldn't go out of the house. I couldn't get on airplanes, couldn't go to restaurants because my immune deficiency was low.
Right.
And, I'm a book guy, so I wrote a book about it. It's called The Transplant Handbook for Patients. Not for the medical people. It's for the patients. And it tells what's all about the chemo, which, you know, can be used by cancer patients as well.
I want to talk about the book in a little bit, but I want you to talk some more about the disease, because this is a very rare thing that you have.
Well, what we're finding is that stem cell transplants can be used to help or to cure all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about diabetes 1 and different kinds of cancers and Alzheimer's disease and mm-hmm. lupus and MS, and everybody listening to this program has one of those, or you know somebody who does.
Or you may have it before you die.
Here's my suggestion to you. I'm not some quack with a blog. No, do this. Make a Google search for stem cell plus whatever the disease is, and you will get the latest information from the Center for Disease Control, from National Institute of Health, from Mayo Clinic, all these places that you can trust, and you're going to get up-to-date, you know, information from today, not from a book that was written 2 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has one of these, or they know somebody who has one, and you can help people you can help yourself.
And you had that treatment, you had that the stem cell therapy, and did it do something that the chemotherapy did not do, or was it used in conjunction with the chemotherapy?
No, what you're doing is you're replacing old stem cells with new stem cells.
Yeah.
So the chemo or radiation is used to kill off all the stem cells.
Right.
And you're immune deficient. And then they infuse the new stem cells.
Right.
And it takes them several months to build up again.
So it's a 1-2 punch, basically.
Oh, yes.
That you're going for. And that you had this a year ago, and now you're in remission.
Well, it's not even remission because it's something that can't come back. But I'm completely off the medications. I don't
Good.
Take any meds.
Good.
And everything's back to normal.
We're so happy about that, ladies and gentlemen, because the world is not ready to do without Dan Poynter. I can promise you that. So when we come back, we're going to talk about this book he wrote and how you could do the same thing. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.